literally, and called you a few things.
Every name in the book.
Yeah. Every name in the book. That day, out of love.
Out of love.
Out of love that you now see. Was that a turning point for you?
Yes. That was when I said, I can't do this anymore to myself. And I can't do this anymore to them and to my family and to my relationships that I had with my friends, my fiance, everything. It has stopped then. Because had it not stopped then, it would have just gotten progressively worse to the point of death for me, killing someone else, DUI, jail time, getting kicked out of the group, whatever it could have been, I would have lost my life.
So was it what he said or how he said it?
Both.
Both.
It was what he said and how he said it.
Kevin can be very convincing when he wants to.
Like
yeah, baby, you can.
Okay, Kevin.
Yeah, baby, you can.
So I'm not going to ask you to rehash what you said, but what was the essence of what you said that was able to get him to turn around? Because I know lots of people are watching and want to know. And
I told him that don't ever ask me for anything again. I don't trust you. I hate you. You're dead to me.
You're dead to me. And that got to you.
At first, I kind of sat there in my room behind the door and just laughed in a psychotic state of, like, complete denial. And when he walked out of the room, I lost it, started bawling, and then called my security on the phone and said, dude, I want to go home. I'm done with this.
Mm-hmm. And there had been instances that had led up to this. I mean, yeah. I'd had heart-to-hearts with him. You know, at the beginning of the tour, we broke into his house. We had a counselor on the road for him that he was not utilizing. And he, because he, just like he said, he didn't want to. Mm-hmm. He wasn't ready. Mm-hmm. And so I was just at a rope's end, you know. We made a commitment to do this tour. We've got millions of fans. People paid to come see us perform. They love us. They love our music. They want to see us. And I love you, and I can't stand the person you're becoming, and I don't want to be around you anymore, and you're just destroying everything around you, and I don't want to be near you anymore. And
were you willing to let that be it? Because absolutely. A lot of people say that, and they don't mean it. That was
it
for you.
I was done. I'd tried everything I knew and given him second chance after second chance after second chance. And
well, thank you all for being here today. Nick, you came all the way from London. I know you're a little jet lagged right now.
Actually, I slept last night. Amazing.
Amazing.
So I'm good.
Thank you. Thank you, Howard. Thanks so much. And thank you, Kevin.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Denise.
Thank you.
Denise Benayoun's new book, Fact Street Mom. Next was a Wall Street tycoon worth $2 million. His secret addiction made him lose it all. We'll be right back.